You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
Yeah, really excited about Jacob. He's obviously found himself in and out of the side at Hawthorn last year, and he's a key position forward and can mark the ball and presents well, and we're looking forward to him joining us next year.
49 was the right price in the end?
Yeah, there was a bit of toing and froing, but we got there in the end.
You happy with that in terms of your picks and where that looks for you heading into the national draft?
Yeah, having hit the trade pretty hard last year, but even going back a little bit further than that, 2021, having those five picks inside 30 puts us in a good position to see those guys come through while giving us a good look at the draft this year as well.
How did the Ivan Soldo situation unfold over the last 2 or 3 days? Because the club was keen to keep him, he was keen to get to Port Adelaide. Obviously a bit of a change yesterday.
Yeah, it's not just the last 2 or 3 days, it's probably the last 2 or 3 years with Ivan. He obviously found himself with an ACL in 2020 and worked his way back from that. And he had some number of approaches from other clubs over the last few years. So I've had some pretty in-depth conversations convincing Ivan to stay. But he got to the position where he was looking for another opportunity at another club. And to Port's credit, they come to the party last night, and it was a deal that worked for both parties. And we wish him all the best.
It seems like you made the best out of the situation, though, in losing a key player from a ruck perspective, but also getting some good picks in overall.
Yeah, and that's the balance of things. You're trying to, you know, take care of your players and look at the future of your squad. And, you know, we're excited about a guy like Samson Ryan coming through and give him a good opportunity in the ruck next year, which puts us in a good spot, but also allows Ivan his opportunity after 10 years. And I think he's played 57 games for us and found himself in and out of the side at times and a little bit frustrated and gets his go somewhere else.
Last one, do you go and look for an experienced ruckman now in the delisted free agency window or someone who's come off a list, or is it more state league that you could look from a draft perspective?
Yeah, it's all those things. And we've got some guys, like I said, we've got Samson on our list. We've got a couple of Cat B rookies. Jacob spent time in the ruck before, so is Noah Bolter and Benny Miller, these guys. But yeah, we'll be exploring all options as to what's next for us.
Blair, we appreciate your time. We'll send back to you, Damo.